Acorns are dropping off my Chinese house. Two ducks in my spyglass, fiery as a mouse. It's a silly nature thing. It's a silly nature thing. It's a mighty fine nature thing. It's a mighty fine nature thing.
Welcome to Yarns at Yin Hu, a podcast about the fiber arts and other post-apocalyptic skills. Episode 134, The Music of Knitting. Sunday, September 4th, 2016. I'm your host, Sarah. You can find me on social media as Sarah Pomegranate. The Yarns at Yin Hu podcast has a Facebook page, and it's available on iTunes. Today's episode is a departure from the usual episode segments. After a few announcements, it will be devoted entirely to a discussion of knitting needles. And many of the contributions come from Yarns at Yin Hu listeners who were generous enough to make a post and add some information on the Ravelry thread that I set up several weeks ago. I'd like to send out a special welcome to Sylvia from Ontario, Canada. She is organic farmer on Ravelry and introduced herself on the board. I'd also like to announce Yarns at Yin Hu's participation in an upcoming series called Fleece Wise. This is a series put on by four podcasters, two audio and two video. And I'm so thrilled to be joining Claire of New Hampshire Knits, Sarah of Fiber Trek, and Emily of the Fiber Town podcasts. And our collaborative goal is to put together a series of information about fleece buying, fleece preparation, and to delve a little bit more deeply into the origins of fiber, really getting closer to the sheep. We have very differing levels of experience and points of entry into fleece buying, fleece preparation. So that means that when we collaborate, we really do have something to offer to everyone. Each episode will feature some practical tips and information, a bit of a narrative that is very personal coming from each of us, and we'll share a little bit of our story, and we'll also end with some suggestions regarding maybe different breeds that might be appropriate for beginners or folks at other levels of fleece buying and fleece preparation. The series will begin the week of September 18th, and it will start on the New Hampshire Knits podcast. And then it will continue to the Fiber Trek podcast, the Fiber Town podcast, and then Yarns at Yin Hu will have the final segment of this series just before Rhinebeck. So if you've been thinking about purchasing a fleece, this may be helpful to you. If you have purchased a fleece and it's kind of languishing, or you've stalled out on your preparation or processing, maybe this will provide you with some motivation. Even if you are quite experienced, we will each be having threads open. The Yarns at Yin Hu thread is open now. Threads open in the Ravelry group for participation, and each podcaster will be awarding prizes for participation on the thread. So this could be an opportunity for you to ask questions if you have them, or to share information or resources. We really hope that our collaboration extends out into the community, and that people just get a real head start on sharing information, practices, tips, vendors, shepherds, and we can all have a deeper experience with the fiber that we work with. So once again, that series begins on September 18th with the New Hampshire Knits podcast. And as we each podcast, you will see Fleece Wise appear in that episode title. But you should be listening to and watching all of these podcasters in every episode they put out, because it's really a fantastic group of ladies and I recommend their productions very highly. The topic of knitting needles has been on my mind for quite a while. I think over a month ago, I opened up a poll and a thread to collect some information from Yarns at Yin Who listeners, because admittedly, my collection of needles and my experience with them is small in comparison to some folks who have been knitting for a very long time. So I thought I would crowdsource some of the information and share some of my own experience in this episode. The results of the poll, which asks, when you consider your favorite needles, which is the most important characteristic? And then I listed as many of the different characteristics as I thought might apply. And I listed them in the order that I thought would be relatively the order of importance. And indeed, type of tip or point and the material of the needles were the most important. For a while, the tip or point was highest in percentage with votes, but in the end, the material just slightly edged out the type of tip, getting 37% of the vote, and the type of tip 33. And then continuing from there, in order of importance, the quality of the join, the type and flexibility of the cable were important. And then a few folks said that the durability, the length of cable, or just the fact that they were circulars was the most important. And in the post that they wrote on Ravelry, many folks explained in further detail the reason for their vote. So I'm going to go through each of these categories and a few others that I created based on the comments that I read. I'll share some listener input, and I'll also give my own opinions when they seem applicable. So we'll start with the material of knitting needles. What I enjoyed about listener comments is that people were equally passionate about completely opposite things. And so I guess the most powerful conclusion I could draw from this experience of polling the listeners is that many things really are a matter of personal preference and taste, and that many of us are doing different kinds of knitting. And so our selection of tools really does reflect that. MMLT commented, "The most important part of a knitting needle for me is the material. I completely swear by metal needles. I use bamboo needles for a long time because they are affordable and easily available at any LYS or even the big box craft stores. After trying a couple metal, fixed circular needles, I was hooked and decided to splurge on a Chiagu lace interchangeable set and have not looked back." Amos GW wrote in, "I've been using mostly wooden needles since I started knitting socks, and I use DPNs. So far, I haven't broken any. I also use wooden circular needles from Knitter's Pride. I recently purchased a pair of carbons and used them on the second sock in my latest project. I found the joins to be uneven, and at times my knitting would snag slightly. I have a hard time holding metal circulars like Addie's. My grip just doesn't feel right. I want to give them another try and become more comfortable with them. I know many people have their favorites, and I think I'm still searching for mine." I also found that to be a consistent theme through the posts, is that folks seem to be in the way of searching for the needles that were their favorite, their go-to types of needles. Amos GW continued about a needle that started to delaminate, which can be a problem with wooden needles, and she took a nail file to smooth it out. I've also heard of folks applying a bit of clear nail polish over that sanded spot to maintain the smoothness of the needle and to extend the life of a pair of knitting needles. RSR instructor wrote, "It took me a while to discern what I liked and disliked about the needles that I tried. I found that the needle point is the most important to me, followed very closely by the stickiness of the needle material, which led me to try Chiagu metal needles. There are pros and cons to each brand, but the customer service I've received from them is top-notch. I have bamboo DPNs, which are reserved for air travel, but I really notice a significant difference when I have to use them. But really, the more variety of needles you have to choose from, the more fun you can have knitting with them." Marianina commented, "I have only now, after taking your poll, realized that it's all about the material for me when it comes to knitting needles. For sock knitting, I prefer Carbon's DPNs, sometimes a Carbon Circ for Magic Loop, but really, I'm a DPN girl. For shawls, I prefer bamboo or rosewood. I don't like the feel of metal." Colton Fiber Lady wrote in, "I used to think that the slick Addy Turbos were the greatest, but with their blunt tips, I found I couldn't always maneuver them very well. For miles of stockinette, great, but not for lace or cables or other textures. I love bamboo wood needles now, and if I have them in the right size, I will try those first. But if the tip isn't pointed, I usually end up trying another needle. And I am addicted to circular needles for everything except socks. Then it is DPNs all the way. It has been interesting to watch my preferences change over the 35 years I've been knitting. Luckily, my daughter knits, so I can pass off all of those needles that are no longer favorites to her." Megan Gold writes, "I definitely say point and material. I'm pretty loyal to Addy Turbos, but I'd like to try working with some beautiful wooden needles as well. I just haven't found any that feel strong enough with a pointy enough tip." Tia and Kat says, "Ultimately, I picked materials as the most important factor. I like metal circular needles such as Addy for fast knitting. I like Clover bamboo, especially the DPN needles, because they're light and the stitches don't slip off." Saratoga Knitting said, "I like using metal needles best, and I always knit with circulars. I have a ton of Addies in my needle bag with some bamboo mixed in, but I don't find myself reaching for the bamboo too often. I have recently purchased several pairs of Knitter's Pride needles because that is what my LYS carries, and I am enjoying them. I really like the feel of metal, and the cable cord is very flexible. I also purchased a set of those ridiculously cheap Chinese-made needles from eBay a few years ago, and I have been surprisingly pleased with those. The cable is some sort of braided metal, and I find that they really work. I also recently purchased a pair of Hiya Sharps to try for socks. Although the tips are sharp on my hands, they work great with cables on socks." And Saratoga Knitting's comment fueled a little bit of a conversation about those really inexpensive Chinese needles. So another comment about those was from Bliss Cat, who wrote, "My favorite needles are the needles I purchased from eBay, just like Saratoga Knitting mentions in her post. Isn't that crazy? They were so cheap that I felt a little bit guilty. I love them and always go to them first. The tips are not too sharp, not too dull." It's like the Goldilocks needles. "The joins are perfect and the cables are flexible, but not floppy." And then Holiday says a little bit later in the thread, "I agree about the cheap eBay needles, although the cables are a tad stiff for my taste." And then she says she believes, but she can't prove, they were manufactured for the Chinese market by Addy. And then someone commented a little bit later, they do have many similarities to the Addy circulars. I was thinking about how I would respond to my own poll question, and I do think that the material of the knitting needles does edge out the type of point or tip in the end. I enjoy working with wooden needles, and I should probably try working with them more often or invest in a wooden needle that has a little bit more laminate on it so that the yarn doesn't drag on the needle. I tend to work with natural fibers, not a lot of bamboo or nylon or anything slick in the yarn that I use. And it can really slow down the knitting to have wooden needles for that type of yarn. It's not just the speed, but sometimes that drag creates tension on my hands and they get tired. Last year in particular, when I was working on my sheep to shawl project, I was using wooden needles and I had a lot of hand strain. And by the time I had switched to metal and ultimately finished the project, I needed to take a week of no knitting at all because my hands were extremely cramped and stressed and tired. So for me, it's the type of material of a needle and followed by the type of point. I used to think the pointier, the better in terms of a tip, but sometimes in knitting with more rustic yarns and certainly with hand spun, a pointy tip can result in splitting the plies of a yarn quite readily because often that yarn is not very tightly spun. And so I found that a little bit less of a pointy tip on a needle can make for a more comfortable experience. In terms of listener input on this topic of the tip or point, Kunstknit wrote, "I really like sharp needle tips. My favorite sock needles are Blackthorn DPNs, which are light, warm to hold, and strong so I don't bend or break them." She includes a photograph, and these are absolutely beautiful needles. I had never heard of the brand Blackthorn, and I think that might be on my list in the future. Hockey Rachel said, "I think my all-time favorite needles are Addie Lace with a nice sharp tip, but I only have a couple of those. I primarily use circulars even when it's flat knitting, as it's less stress on my tendonitis. However, I really like all the bamboo 9-inch circs that I use for socks. You can't get metal in some of the smaller sizes." Yarnger Woman commented that it's only recently she realized that she preferred a sharper tip. "Previously, I had really just bought needles for the size and hadn't thought it mattered. Then, a few months ago, I was knitting a sock using two circulars, and it was a worsted weight, and I just grabbed the two 3.75 millimeter needles I had. Turns out one pair were sharp and one blunt, and I really noticed a difference in the ease of knitting." I think Kate Pricey makes an excellent point with her post about the Holy Grail. For me, I choose type of material, but really the material tip and flexibility in the cable are equally as important as I search for the Holy Grail of needles. For me, it's metal, fixed circs all the way. Overall, I noted a very strong preference for circular needles. And then there were some specific comments about interchangeables, as well as the type of cable and the join. Northern Flicker commented, "I like a circular needle with a strong, smooth join, a pointy tip, and a flexible cable that doesn't kink up and slap me in the face. Addies, I'm looking at you. I love, love, love my Chiagu interchangeables because they meet all of these requirements. I've never managed DPNs, I think because I'm a loose knitter and the stitches slide off the needles too easily. Wooden needles in very small sizes feel too flimsy in my big hands, but the slight grippiness of the carbons might make a difference there." Fiber Nymph commented, "It's all about the cable as I knit almost exclusively with circulars. When it comes down to it, if the join of the needle to the cable is at all rough and going to hang me up every round, then even the pointiest needle on the most flexible cable is a moot point because I won't use it." She says she likes Hiya sharps and Knitter's Pride Dreams being a second favorite in almost anything but sock sizes. While some folks commented that they preferred fixed circulars, several listeners really like their interchangeable sets. So this is from Crouching Cheese. "I have an interchangeable set by Knitter's Pride, and I love them. I use them for a lot of projects. However, if I'm knitting socks, I almost always knit them on size 0 Chiagu red lace needles. I love the tips, I love the cord, knitting them two at a time on Magic Loop, and I love that I can feel them well enough to knit in a dark theater without feeling like I'm missing stitches. T-Knit Pearl wrote, I have just about every interchangeable set. Chiagu, Haya Haya Sharps, Addy Clicks, Carbons, Knit Picks, Woodens, etc. For me, the tip and the cord is the most important, as well as the join. My top favorite, interchangeable or not, are the Chiagu Red Lace. The tips are a delight, and I appreciate the hefty cord. It is thicker and meatier than other cords, but that's a preference. For what it's worth, it is also the only cord I have never broken. I initially appreciated my Haya Haya Sharps, but the smaller sizes are a bit too sharp, and the cord is flimsy. I've broken several. My least favorite is a tie between the Carbons and the Addy set I have, as well as Addy Turbo. The joins on neither interchangeable is smooth, and the Turbos smell weird. Jay Chant says she uses circular needles for almost everything. A few years ago, I used two gift cards and a full LYS punch card discount to pay for about half a set of Addy Lace Clicks. I am very glad that I didn't pay full price for them because I don't like them and rarely use them. The tips don't seem particularly pointy to me, and worst of all, I had one of the points come loose and drop several stitches twice in one project, even after I made sure that the tip was inserted securely. I do like the Addy Rocket Fix circulars. However, I have a few in sizes I use frequently. I think it's very interesting that the very characteristics which endorse one product are the reason that another person doesn't really like them very much. And that degree of personal preference has really prevented me from investing in an interchangeable set so far. Some of the most emotional information I've gathered about different brands of knitting needles has to do with the join coming apart and a project falling off the needles. And that's just something that seems devastating to me in a way that makes me think I don't want to necessarily invest in interchangeables. When I visited Mary Beth in Pittsburgh, she said that she was really over her set of Chiagu interchangeables, and I took them home to give them a try. The set is quite complete with the red lace type cords, as well as a transparent and a little bit more flexible cord as well. And I've been working on tightening the joins. So far, nothing has let loose, but I just feel tentative about the needles. And one of the things I like about Chiagu fixed circular needles is that there's a slight bend in the needle at the end. The metal portion of the needle is quite long, longer than other brands, and there's a little bit of an angle in the needle just before it reaches the cord. I really like that about Chiagu needles. They're comfortable for my larger hands. And so the fact that these interchangeable sets don't have that is kind of like a down point to me. But I have enjoyed playing around with the Chiagus. And one thing that I do like is the ability to increase the length of a cord right while the needle is on the project. I'm working on this Bressa dress by Goodwin Johnson, and I wanted to fit the yoke over the top of my shoulders to see how it was fitting. And I was able to add some cables together so that the needles were long enough I could just do this without removing the needles from the project in order to try it on. So I think that's kind of a fascinating aspect of interchangeable needles, but I don't know if it's enough to convince me to purchase a set. Many folks said that their choice of a needle really depends on the fiber with which they are working. So here's a post by Salmon Knits. If I'm knitting with wool, my favorite, I use Addi Turbos, my favorite, but they don't work very well for every project. With lace, a sharp tip is much easier, but they tend to hurt my fingertips. I've recently acquired and like more than I thought Addi Natura bamboo tips, which are sharper than Turbos but don't hurt and are great with working with linen, silk, cotton, etc. 1144 Hedgehog commented that for cotton yarns, I like using wooden needles, and I found a good deal on eBay for some wooden DPNs. Plus, the wood isn't perfectly smooth, which I like. It keeps the cotton from slipping off the needles when knitting in the round. Now, when I want to work quickly, I must use well-polished metal needles, like Addi. Kim Schroeder, 1203, writes, I'm a relatively new knitter. I have only been knitting for about a year and 8 months. I started out with really cheap plastic and or metal straight needles. I soon found that I really love circular needles for almost all of my projects. I decided to buy my first set of interchangeable Boyd needles, and I am not 100% satisfied. I find that the needles strip pretty easily, and they don't always stay tight with the cable. Some cables are made really well, and others, the join is just not flush with the needle. That is slightly irritating. I don't really have a preference between wood or metal. I guess it just depends on what type of fiber I'm working with. I do like Chiagu and tend to love 16-inch circulars the most. Of course, when I'm making larger projects, that's not the case. And when I'm making socks, I'm a double-pointed needles girl all the way. Magic Loop is far too finicky for me. Wild Pony 2 says, I have so many needles. I think I finally discovered that the needle I choose for a project is going to depend on the fiber I am going to knit with. Recently, I started a lace shawl with a plant-based fiber silk blend. I cast on with a favorite metal fixed circular and got going. Within days, I realized this was not a good pairing. The yarn was so slippery, I was constantly losing stitches with the pointy tip, was great for all the knit two togethers and past slips overs, but in the end, I frogged the bit of knitting I had and cast on with some bamboo. I was really curious to find out how folks are storing all of their needles, so some of my favorite posts were ones about that topic. Horse Kook shared that for storage, she's always looking for the perfect way to store needles. There was a post here on Ravelry last fall about a zippered fishing lure case from Bass Pro Shops that had clear plastic inserts. The poster said she used these for her circular needles and had sewn a line of stitches down the middle of each clear insert to make two spaces for needles in each clear sheet. I did get one of these fishing lure cases for Christmas, and it's still waiting for me to get into it. Laura Knits PA says that she stores different types of needles in different ways. My interchangeable sets are in their own cases. My DPNs are in a Delacue roll, and my fixed circulars are stored in a narrow box by size. And she includes a photograph, and she retains the packaging for the needles and has them sitting in a narrow box with small size in the front, and you just flip through to a larger size in the back, which looks very clever. Hockey Rachel shared a photograph of pencil holders. These are pencil holders. Each one is a range of sizes, 0 to 3, 4 to 7, 8 to 11, and then larger than that. In the front two parts, because these pencil holders have a main section and then a little smaller zippered pocket on the front. In the front parts, I put stitch holders, swatch gauge, etc. And all of these pouches are held together by binder rings. I used to have two, then expanded to three when they were full. Now I have four, and I think I might need another one soon. And she includes an excellent photograph. Debbie Mee shared some photographs of keeping her needles organized in jars. For keeping them organized, I tried cases of various sizes and types, but in the end, what works for me has been jars. And she has jars of various sizes with these very pretty doilies pasted on them, and then a big number to indicate the size of the needle. She has sets of needles as well, and she uses needle cases from a pattern by Mags Candace called Double Pointed Needle Case, and she includes a link to that in her post. So in some jars, she has needles and cases for sets of needles in the same jar, and she has them all sitting on a shelf in size order. One of the reasons that I have been apprehensive about a circular needle set is that they do come in their own cases. And to me, that seems a little bit awkward and bulky because for many, many years now, I have been storing my needles in a beautiful needle case by Crippenworks. And this case has really expanded to hold my collection as I've grown as a knitter, and I really like having everything in one place, so it makes me reluctant to have this other interchangeable set with its own separate case. I have linked to the Etsy shop of Crippenworks on the show notes for this episode, and she will be appearing at Rhinebeck this year. In fact, the reason I have this case is that I saw her the first time I went to Rhinebeck. I went by her booth. She'll be in barn 26, booth 5. And I saw these extraordinary needle cases. And I had sort of run down on my budget by the time that I came across her booth. But I took her card and I gave it to Samuel and said, I'd really like one of these cases for Christmas. And he commented when he gave me the case that he just had a really excellent experience dealing with the shop. And when she realized that he wasn't a knitter buying something for himself, she really asked a lot of questions. There was great correspondence, and she just seemed very invested in making sure that I was getting the right thing. What I asked for was a combination straight and circular needle case because it's the largest size that was offered at that time, and it just seemed like it would really work the best for me. It has been durable and beautiful. I haven't had any problems or weaknesses with the case, and even though my collection is growing, it never seems to look like I've maxed it out or it's oversized or bulky. It's completely fabric. It has two rows of pockets, one with less coverage than the other. So I tend to put either double points or 16-inch circulars into the smaller portions, and then longer circulars or some straight needles in the longer sections. And then it has several very wide sections. So in there, I have pouches. I even have a pouch of my crochet hooks and a pouch with bamboo DPNs in those pockets, as well as a needle gauge. Pretty much everything I need needle-wise fits in this beautiful case. Initially, I didn't think that I would use DPNs very much, but they have become a favorite part of my collection. And I like that this needle case accommodates straight needles because even though I don't do much knitting on straight needles, they have become indispensable for all of this tubular cast on that I have become very fond of. When you do a tubular cast on, the stitches on the needle initially, it's like a very tenuous sort of thing. It's easy for the entire cast on to pop off. So it's difficult to cast on many stitches onto a metal circular needle. A bamboo straight needle has a great hold, and you can line up many, many stitches on one long straight needle. With a tubular cast on, you work back and forth for the first couple of rows. So it's just ideal to be having everything on straight needles where you can see it and you can be sure it's not twisting around. And then when you're ready to join in the round to continue knitting, you can transfer all of those stitches onto a circular. I've also found that the size of needle for a tubular cast-on isn't incredibly important. So I seem to have accumulated several sets, I don't know how, of size 3 straight needles. And they're, I guess they're about a foot long. And I found that doing a tubular cast-on for sizes 3 through like 8 or 9 is fine on a US size 3 straight needle. It's so stretchy and flexible that it really doesn't seem to make a difference that you cast on a US 3 and then you put all of those stitches on a size 8. I haven't experienced any problem with that. So this makes me even more attached to my Crippenworks needle case. These are not inexpensive. I think the one that I have cost about $45 to $50. But like I said, it's grown with me. It's beautiful. And every time I undo the latches and roll out this case and open the flap and look at all of my needles, I just feel so good about having this needle case. I also think that it's a doable project for an intermediate type of sewer to come up with a case. I think there are patterns for things, but also just to put together some fabric scraps and to create a needle case that suits your own needs and you can customize it to anything you like. That could be a really fun sewing project. The most favorite of the posts on this thread were the ones that had a bit of poetry to them. One in particular that stuck with me was a photograph that the Jasper Patch posted of broken and unusable needles. It was curious to me why she still had these around, but the emotional impact of that photograph really stuck with me. And in her caption underneath, she wrote, "This is a small selection of the broken and unusable remnants of DPNs and circulars in my house. Don't ask me why I haven't thrown them away. I don't know." She has this kind of needle graveyard photograph. Another poetic bit comes from Tesoro Stitchery. "For me, so much of the joy of knitting comes from the quality of the experience. The feel of the beautiful yarn, the pleasant click of each stitch, the smooth path of stitches to the point where the action takes place. When that rhythm goes awry, it's like a sour note in an otherwise beautiful piece of music. That's what happens when stitches snag on the join and I have to stop my flow and fiddle with the row." And finally, a bit of poetry from La Mancha Mama. "What I really love when buying needles, though, is the history behind them. A lot of my DPNs and circulars come from estate sales and secondhand stores. I love it when needles show some sign of previous use, when I can fit my fingers over the worn spots and imagine the person or people who used them before me. I am one in a line of knitters who will craft with these tools." Isn't that special and beautiful? Thank you for sharing that. And thank you to everyone who took the time to include their experience with knitting and their preferences of needles, suggestions for brands in this thread. When I posted the poll on Ravelry, I announced that there would be at least one prize associated with participation in the thread. And the Woolly Thistle has been an excellent supporter of this podcast. And so I thought it would be fun to purchase a pair of needles from the Woolly Thistle for a lucky listener. And the winner of that prize is, for post number 22, Janice, who is Wild Pony 2. You win a set of needles from the Woolly Thistle. There are Hiya Hiyas, and I think she has some additional brands available on the site right now. So please get in contact with me, letting me know your preference, and I will place that order and have them shipped to you. I'm also awarding a skein of Handspun to someone who has posted a photograph in this thread. And the winner for that is number 38, Debbie Me. So please get in contact with me with your mailing information and I will get a skein of Handspun out to you. In terms of my own experience and preference with knitting needles, I began with a lot of clover bamboo needles, which I still do very much enjoy. I think I would like to try out some wooden circular needles that are a bit higher quality, maybe with a bit more laminate on them in the future. I have really enjoyed fixed circular needles and do have a few pairs of signature needles, which are extremely beautiful and wonderful, but the price point is so high that I really can't say they would be my needles of preference. I have extremely large hands, and so one type of needles I have found comfortable are the collage square needles and the Cubix needles. I do find that I can knit more tightly with these needles. I'm a knitter whose gauge tends to be quite loose. One thing I found does not work for me is a fixed 9-inch circular for sock knitting. I really wanted that to be my preferred method for sock knitting because I've heard other people podcasting and just knitters really raving about it and recommending it, but my hands are too large to manipulate those needles, and I really need to knit socks on a size 0. And it was just very difficult for me to negotiate the tension issues and hand cramping. For Christmas, I received a set of US 1 signature DPNs, but they're inch and there are only 4 of them. So they didn't work out as well for sock knitting as I was hoping they would. However, they're great for knitting these ornaments and tiny things that I love to knit for folks for the holidays. And right now, I am very much enjoying knitting all of the magic cork shrooms on those US size 1 signature needles. For socks, I have found that DPNs are my preferred method, as many people commented in the thread. And I thought I would do a bit of a socks experiment, which I just completed. I've been knitting a pair of socks in just plain stockinette using a tubular cast on and then plain stockinette for the cuff. Then I used the Agatha sock directions for the heel turn, heel flap, and gusset. And then I added the feature of having 2 inches of 1x1 rib on the bottom of the foot only after I completed the gusset. And I continued on with the toe. I used the same directions for the Agatha sock toe closure and a Kitchener stitch closure on the toe. I knit these socks with beautiful yarn from the Knitting Goddess. It's a rather fuzzy yarn, no nylon as far as I can tell, but it does have BFL, Wensleydale, and I think there's a bit of alpaca in that blend. The tag was incomplete on this yarn, so I'm not sure of the exact content, but it is quite a fuzzy, warm yarn that I think will be perfect for cozy winter socks. I knit these socks in tandem. I began one sock, knit the ribbed cuff, and then I began the other sock, and I kept pace with the 2 socks throughout the knitting on this project. One pair of DPNs was a set of Knitter's Pride Carbons, and the other was a set of Haya Haya Sharps. These are both size zero. I found that the Knitter's Pride Carbons were slightly more comfortable to knit with because they warm up in your hands a little bit. The comfort, I feel, also affected my tension because I thought that my gauge on the Haya Haya Sharps was a bit more dense, and I really liked that density. The needle tip on these two brands, to me, was nearly identical, with the Haya Haya Sharp being slightly sharper than the Carbons. And the length of the needle was also nearly identical, but the Haya Haya Sharps were ever so slightly longer than the Carbons. Since I have completed these socks and I've soaked them and let them dry and I've put them on, I don't notice any difference overall in the fit or the gauge. But as I was knitting them, I did feel that the socks on the Haya Haya Sharps were knitting up a bit more densely, and I may have added an extra row here or there to match up with the other sock. So maybe that's why I don't really notice a difference when I put them on, is that the sock on the Haya Haya Sharps may have a few more rows in it than the other sock. Because these needles are so closely matched, I feel that even though the Knitter's Pride are a bit more comfortable to knit with, overall, I would recommend the Haya Haya Sharps because the price point is so different. Carbons retail for about $15 and the Haya Sharps for $10. So to me, that's a pretty big difference in price point for not a great deal of difference in the knitting experience. I'm pleased to have both sets of these needles, and I do plan to continue knitting one sock on each of them for another sock project. I have not cast it on, and I'm not sure what it will be at this point. I know Claire of New Hampshire Knits is working on another sock pattern, so I'm unsure whether I should wait for that pattern to come out or if I should try another pair of her Agatha socks pattern, which I enjoyed so much. And I did buy some yarn specifically for a patterned sock. So we'll see how that goes. But I think doing an experiment with knitting is good motivation. And it's also a good way to create a comparison between your tools or your materials that maybe helps you make more informed purchase decisions in the future. Thank you for joining me for this discussion of knitting needles. I certainly learned a lot, and I hope you enjoyed it. The poll on Ravelry remains open if you'd like to participate, and certainly you can add any additional comments to this episode thread in the Yarns at Yinhu group.
Acorns are dropping off my Jenny's house. Two ducks in my spyglass, fiery as a mouse. It's a silly nature thing. It's a silly nature thing. It's a mighty fine nature thing. It's a mighty fine nature thing. Leaves her down like a lady, waiting for a naked man. River bends like an elbow, turning stones to sand. It's a silly nature thing. It's a silly nature thing. It's a mighty fine nature thing. It's a mighty fine nature thing. Sick sycamore trees are blazing like a rainbow fire, just like Lena Kurtz sings, but out on a wire. It's a subway nature thing. It's a subway nature thing. It's a mighty fine nature thing. It's a mighty fine nature thing. Nature's a get you high till your face is smile. Jump a river naked, hike a country mile. It's a subway nature thing. It's a subway nature thing. It's a mighty fine nature thing. It's a mighty fine nature thing. It's a mighty fine nature.